Wheeler, brother and sister, Battle Creek, Michigan, July 19, 1889. Dear brother and sister Wheeler, I thought I would write to you before this date, but since coming to Battle Creek from New York, I have been greatly debilitated. I went to Wexford, which is in northern Michigan, and the camp was in a grove. We did not get free circulation of air, but the Lord sustained me. Praise His holy name. Since returning, I have been so exhausted, I have not been able to do much. I wish I could make you a visit. We have been trying to gather some clover blossoms, but there is so much riding to be done, it is next to impossible to find time for anything of the kind. So if your children can find clover, which we are unable to do, let them get some for me, and I will be very thankful. We had an excellent meeting at Wexford. The outside interest was far better than at other camp meetings we attend. Some came 20 miles with their own teams, bringing all they possibly could. One man had been keeping the Sabbath 7 years, but was bitterly opposed by his wife and children. They talked very hard. After speaking on Sabbath in regard to the law and the righteousness of Christ in the law, she went to her husband with tears streaming down her cheeks, saying, "Pa, I guess you are right. We will not oppose you anymore." She said the joy of his heart was indescribable. She felt it through and through. He was a happy man. How eagerly the worst sinners grasp the truth, for they were hungry for their portion of meat in due season. How I long to get out among these churches that have not had great light as they have had in Battle Creek. The time now is short, and we need every one to be prepared for the marriage supper of the Lord. We want to accept the robe of Christ's righteousness, that we will not be found without the wedding garment. We want the peace of Christ. We need it so much. Satan is working and will work in great power with the children of disobedience. They will be as agents to destroy the soul, but we must resist the devil that he may flee from us. It is faith, simple faith, confiding faith we need at every step. We have too little faith. Faith ever will lighten the burden and relieve the weariness of life by viewing the attractiveness of heaven. Let us have increased faith. Jesus Christ is the author and finisher of our faith. Jesus will never, never leave a helpless soul to perish in his guilt and sin. If he will look to him, he will live. Oh, how much we need Christ every hour. I hope that you will not leave Brookfield. Brother and Sister Abby need you. Be patient, kind, thoughtful. I hope Sister Abby will not keep urging Brother Abby and grieving over his case. Speak cheerfully, encouragingly. It will take much love, tenderness, and forbearance if his soul is saved. Let there be no fault-finding, no accusing if Sister Abby thinks he deserves it, for this will only prove an excuse to him to look to others for sympathy and comfort and attention. This is a case where there must not be one word spoken to accuse or find fault. God will help Sister Abby and you to win this soul back to Jesus if you try. It is a terribly misled case. The devil means it shall remain so. But be cheerful in Brother Abby's presence and pray in faith. I must send this now, or I will not get it in the mail. God bless your children. Hand the enclosed to Brother Abby. Tell your father to work the best he can. He can do some good even in his old age. The Lord will help him to speak comforting words to the people of God. Write again, and I will try to answer.